av de palestinske områdene er det en markering av solidaritet med det palestinske folket. Og vi i fellesutdraget mot Palestina og de øvrige arrangørorganisasjonene er lykkelige over å ha med de palestinske ambassadørene til Norge, og like lykkelige over at han har sagt ja til å si noen ord til her i dag. Mr. Matador, please take the floor.
Thank you. It's been 40 years of continuous pain for 11 million Palestinians, 4 million living still under occupation, more than 7 million living abroad. 40 years as a Palestinian has been very long years, I tell you. I remember I was almost 6 years old living in Qatar, Gulf State Qatar, when I heard, or I was watching my parents listening on the radio what was happening in our country. And as you all know, the first few hours or days, our brothers, the Arab leaders and armies, told us that we are almost liberating Tel Aviv. A few days later, I saw my parents, both of them, crying. I think it was the first and last time I saw my father crying, when they discovered the truth. Our brothers betrayed us. They lied to us. Armies of six countries, without mentioning names, thought it's a right, it's a vacation in Palestine. They're not there to do their duty. And 40 years later, it's the same lies from our brothers. It wasn't enough that our land is stolen, our lives, our childhood, our water, our skies, our dreams. But when we decided to have a democratic process, and we carried on the only, and I tell you, the only true and democratic election in Palestine. The only real democracy in the Middle East, and I could claim in the third world countries, in Palestine. We don't have 97.9%. Nobody in Palestine won with this kind of percentage, because it doesn't exist. I think if Jesus Christ went to Bethlehem today, he would not get 97%. But in some Arab countries today, they get 97%. And 98% and 99%. But still, the same international community, Arab, Muslim, and non-Arab, are still blind by decision. They're still boycotting the government. The government represents the people. The government is not just an entity in the sky. That means they're still boycotting the Palestinian people. They still want to punish the Palestinians for believing in them, for being part of the Arab world. We say after 40 years, just like when I was six, when the rest of Palestine was occupied, the first part was a few years before that, 19 years before that. We will go on, and I hope that in 2010, we can see new signs that the occupation has ended in part of Palestine. If not, be sure, as a nation of 11 million today, maybe we'll be 10 years from now, 13 million or 14 million, we will continue. Once I'm gone, my children will carry on, just like my parents were gone, I carried on. Just like my parents carried on because their parents died in hunger, in camps, in Gaza, and in the diaspora. We will continue. You can bet on it. And it seems the last few months, your hard work in the solidarity movement has made a difference. And it's good that the change came from Norway, from the top of the world, top of the European continent. Hopefully, this acceptance for the Palestinian liberation movement and the solidarity government will come down to other European countries. I'm a very proud Palestinian, but let me tell you, if I was a Norwegian, I'd be extremely proud. Your work, your government has taken very sound politically, very honorable, very noble position regarding the Palestinian situation. I'm proud and happy and honored to serve my country, my cause in Norway, no, not anywhere else. It is your good work, believe me, I know, I hear behind closed doors what is said about your good work in the Palestinian Committee and the fellows and the Palestinian community here, especially led by Nidal Hamad, and the good work of every Norwegian, whether committed or not to the cause, that has the power of refusal to this vicious occupation by the Israelis. We will refuse until we go back to Palestine, all of Palestine, or those of us who decide to go back to Palestine. The right of return is as solid as anything else, as these beautiful mountains in Norway. Nobody can change it. No organization, no person, no UN, no multinational organization, nobody can change it. If you ask my son, I think he's 8 years old, where are you from? He tell you I'm from Yidna, or Yavne, which is only 7 or 8 kilometers south of Tel Aviv. He was born somewhere else, he lived in many countries, but and the younger son, who's 6, he tell you I'm from Yidna, from Yavne. This nobody can change. Because we have belief in ourselves, we know our history, and we know where we're going, and because we have friends like you. So thank you for inviting me, thank you for being with us. Believe me, without you, that will be extremely difficult. Our struggle will be, I don't want to say impossible, but very close to impossible. It's hard to be alone in this world, especially when we have people like the Israelis with their F-16s and the top guns and. It's hard to fight when you're hungry, when you're sleepless, when you're lonely, when you don't have much friends in the world, especially those who are near you. But you have friends on top of the world in Norway. Thank you.